There were strong influences in Ephesus. If you went to the gymnasium with no clothes on, after the gymnasium were the baths. Oh, have you guys been to the ancient world? Public baths. Public restrooms. I take our groups. And one of the things we do is we take them into the old bathhouse, and there are toilets, and they're this close to each other, and everyone sat side by side. They had a whole different view of what was proper and not proper to be in public. They sat in toilets beside each other. That was public restrooms. You didn't have one in your house. You went to a kind of like Japan. They have public bathhouses there and a lot of public things that of course are male and female, but in the ancient world they were not. And so there, that all, the nudity in the sports and the public baths and the public bathrooms, made strong immorality. In fact, what the Greeks' motto was, food for the stomach and the stomach for food, so the body's for immoral or for sexual things, and so we just do whatever we feel like. You know, it's kind of like if you want a donut or if you want to have sex, you just do it. And that's how the Greek-Roman world was. And they got saved. So there was strong immoral influences, strong demonic influences, and materialism. And the lesson is you can stay pure for Christ in any setting. Ephesians 4:22-24 tells how. It isn't that one time you say, I'm going to serve Christ the rest of my life, and that's all you do. Every time I see anything like my old life showing up, I say, Lord, I want to get rid of that. I want to put that off. And I want to be renewed. I want to have a new understanding, my mind under the power of your Spirit through your Word. And I want to put on the new person I am in Christ.